Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This chain of love you've given, I give you all the girl could give you. I take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. Get away, you don't really want any more for me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This chain of love you give it, I give you all the girl could give you.
Le groupe Pendol pour débuter Rupture ce soir, un groupe de rock libanais qui va bientôt sortir son premier album dans quelques jours, un album absolument superbe. Nous avons le plaisir d'accueillir dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir le guitariste de ce groupe, le guitariste et aussi le monsieur qui a créé ce groupe il y a quelques années de cela, Mahran Gurunyan. Il sera l'invité de Rupture ce soir pendant une heure pour nous parler de Pendol et de son travail au fil des années. C'est quelqu'un qui a eu beaucoup de projets différents dans le monde de la musique alternative Libanese. Mahran, it's a pleasure to welcome you in the studios of Radio Lebanon.
It's a pleasure to be here, Zee.
It's not your first time, though. I think I've seen you here before, once, twice. Yeah. I think this is your third time.
I haven't counted, but it's always a pleasure to be here. It's a very nice vibe.
Well, as they say, the third one's a charm.
Okay.
So we're here to talk about Pendol. Pendol is your latest musical venture. It's a band that you've been working with for several years. You guys are releasing your first album this Saturday, 1st of March. There will be a concert and a CD launch, which we'll discuss in a bit. But first of all, what I would like to do is go back in time and pretend that no one out there knows who Mahran is and tell us how you started making music. I think this is the first time I have you here all alone.
Yeah, it is.
So we're going to focus on you.
I feel the pressure now.
I know you do. You look like it. You're starting to sweat. So tell us.
That's the AC, brother.
Let's take it very easy and pretend this is a conversation we're having in a coffee shop. Tell me about when you started to make music.
I started making music at an early stage. I was around 14, 15. Started playing the guitar and things picked up at that time.
Were you here? Let's locate you geographically.
Yeah, I was in Beirut.
Okay.
That's how things happened. And then when I moved to university in AUB, I had a couple of projects. And then we put together the first band that later on became Blend.
Okay.
And this is how really things started, kind of.
Were you part of that wave of rock bands that were doing mostly covers in the early 90s? By any chance?
I was part of every single wave.
I think I might have seen you guys play at some point. Were you called... You had another name at the beginning. You were called Leviathan, I think.
Oh, God forbid, that was it.
Or some other sea entity like that.
No, it was true. It was Leviathan. We used to cover stuff like Led Zeppelin, early influences, the 70s rock, which we were into. And then that band transformed into something that eventually became Blend with some fellow musicians and friends.
The songs that you used to cover with Blend, were those songs by bands that influenced you, Led Zeppelin and other such 70s rock?
Would you say
this is the case?
We got together because we had a common musical ground and influence. But eventually when we started doing Blend, it was original material. So mainly we stopped covering, but we went on and covered maybe at that time a song by Pink Floyd and another one by the Beatles.
I'm just trying to focus on what you used to listen to as a kid and what you used to like and the kind of bands that influenced you into playing guitar.
Yeah.
But obviously you don't want to talk about that.
No, I can. I grew up listening to a lot of the 70s rock. I was a big fan of Led Zeppelin, obviously the Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix, that's for sure. And this is how I started, actually. My first encounter with music, I must say, it was The Wall by Pink Floyd. Pretty sick encounter because I was only 6-7 years old and I used to watch that Pink Floyd The Wall movie. So.
And that's an insane movie to watch at that young age.
It explains the disturbed personality.
I want to discuss those early influences because nowadays you listened, and over the years you've listened to very different things. You play jazz nowadays once a week in a local restaurant. So I'm sure your whoever guitar heroes you were listening to back in those days are very different today. But we'll go back to that in a bit. Mm-hmm. Blend, then, is you on guitar. Jad Saïd, if I recall correctly, on vocals. Jad Awad on drums. And
Haytham
Shalhoub on bass.
Yeah.
And that first album, I remember I was there when it was launched, came out in 2004.
Yeah.
It was released on EMI Music Arabia. I think it was one of the first local Lebanese bands that this international label released.
I think it was the first band from the Arab countries who do English music who got signed on EMI.
Absolutely. The album is called Act One.
Yeah.
Maybe we should discuss today why it's called Act One. We can elucidate this mystery 10 years later.
Well,
was there supposed to be an Act Two?
Yeah, it was the start of something, but then everyone went their own way. Life and the situation in Lebanon, because right after the release, things really got messed up in the country. Opportunities became really scarce, and that's how it stopped.
We're here tonight to discuss Mehran's different acts. You're at Act 7 or 8 tonight, I think, or this month. So let's listen to a track from Blend. Why did you choose this particular track, Love Song?
Well, it explains, it's kind of the root why I'm here musically. It's a very weird composition, and the way it was produced and everything, it really reminds me of a lot of my early influences that were not really... obvious on the album. It's a lot of that old sound, the 20s, the Frenchie
stuff. There's sampling going on at the beginning of the track.
Yeah, that is courtesy of Munir Al-Khawli, a dear friend of mine. He sampled those and gave them to me.
So here's a track from Blend's album, Act One, which came out in 2004. The song is Love Song.
Tell me what's wrong, your lips have turned sour.
Fan of that boy's voice.
Yeah, me too.
So this was Blend from the first album, Act One, which came out in 2004. Tell me a bit about what happened in the 2 years after this album came out. I know that after 2006 and because of the events in Lebanon, you all went your different ways, as you said a few minutes ago. But immediately after the album came out, how was the reception to it? How did you guys go about dealing with what came after this first album?
I mean, it was pretty well received by people at the time. We were really surprised.
Absolutely.
Everyone was really supportive about the project. I don't know if it was because of the fact that it was the first band out of the Middle East to be signed or actually if the music was good. But I still bump into people that tell me, oh, you know, I was a fan of Blend and I liked that album. So, I mean, 10 years after, if still people like it, it means that there was something in it.
Maybe it's a mixture of all these things.
Yeah, true. And what happened is that we performed in a couple of places. We went to Dubai, toured behind the album a bit. But then the MI offices had to close after the 2005 bombing and the Iraq invasion. So things were really messed up. And eventually we had to be able to do some kind of a living. And remember, at that time, there was no YouTube, no Facebook, no nothing. It was really much more difficult to promote your music and
communicate on a global level.
Yeah, that's very true. So, I mean, that was that.
And this led eventually to your meeting with a young Armenian singer called Aylin Khachaturian.
Oh, yeah.
Or am I taking a shortcut?
We did a couple of things. We could go back and play maybe later on.
Okay.
But my next project. I mean, meanwhile, I was working with a couple of other artists, but Aylin was a very important project because she came up with this very weird and interesting idea of trying to do Armenian rock.
So hold on. Yeah. After Blend ended,
yeah,
you worked with different people on different projects, exploring different areas of music.
Yeah, true.
And Aylin was one of them, and we'll discuss other projects later on.
Sure.
So this is in the year when?
I guess around 2007 or 8. Usually, yeah, something like that.
And what is the strange thing that Aylin was doing?
The strange thing was that she wanted to do the folklore songs, the Armenian songs, but she wanted to have a certain twist. She had a very unique voice. I believe it's one of the most beautiful voices I've heard in Armenian music. And, she came asking if we could do something, and I happily joined. It was something interesting for me because it wasn't my territory, because I was never I grew up to Armenian songs, but I never tried to play Armenian songs, so...
You were familiar with the material, you had heard it as a young kid.
True.
In your parents' house, in your family's
surroundings. Yeah, but then when I was 15, 16, never heard those again until I was like 25, 26. And then she came with these bunch of materials and samples. And it was interesting because it was a nice adventure for me because I wanted to test what I could do with these songs and how I could reproduce them or work with them. And we've talked also to Mazen Sibline, who joined on board because he's also a good pianist and a producer. And that was the adventure at the time.
Was it still the same core as Blend? Was it still you and Haytham and Jad on drums?
That's very true. Okay. She asked me who to bring, and I was like, these are the musicians that I've worked with, and we're really comfortable. We can really communicate without really talking, you know. It's musical communication.
Yeah.
And, it was the core of Blend, but we had Aylin.
Did Aylin have recordings of those old songs, or did she just have lyrics which she adapted?
You know, these were songs that were recorded so many times because they're like musette in French music. But it's the Armenian version of that, so you had like 100 different recordings. But when we were young together, we were in the same community of school and stuff, and we used to sing them when we were kids. So we started from there, actually, you know, just... take the songs and what do we recall? Oh, and these were the chords, and now let's mess it up.
Fantastic. And how did the other two musicians, three musicians with Maz and Sibini, feel about the songs? Did they have trouble relating to them?
Well, not really, because they loved Armenians. But
well, they're working with them.
Yeah. But no, it was really kind of smooth. I mean, they weren't understanding the lyrics, but you know, music is kind of universal. If you have a good melody and if you have a good vibe happening, it doesn't really matter, you know.
All right, so this is an excerpt from Aileen Khachaturian's first album.
Yeah.
It's called Midan.
Yeah.
This is the album you recorded together. It finally came out in 2008.
Yeah.
We should say something about the numerous prizes it won. Do you want to talk about this now or later, maybe?
As you wish. Let's hear the music.
Let's hear the music. So tell us about this song, Zartir Vortiag, and tell me first if I pronounced it properly.
No, you did it just like an Armenian.
That's because I like them too.
Well, the song is about a mother who's trying to... it's really from the genocide period, and it's the song that describes a mother trying to tell her son to wake up and go fight the enemy, quote-unquote, in order to save the country. So it was kind of also... I mean, as a Lebanese, the other band members were also relating to it because we were born in a war era, and this was kind of a familiar idea, you know, to fight for your country or to die for your country.
Absolutely. So let's listen to Zartir Vortiag by Aileen Khachaturian. And Mehran, you're on guitar on the song. Did you also play other instruments? Did you explore different territories? Because tonight we're here to talk about how you got involved with each and every one of these projects.
Yeah.
So what were you doing on this album,
on this
apart
album,
from, obviously, the guitar?
On this album, I was co-producing with Mazen on some of the songs. Some of the songs Mazen produced on his own. Some others I produced on my own. I wrote a song with Aileen. She got the lyrics and I had the music. But we're not playing it tonight, even though it's a really nice song. But time.
Next time.
Yeah. But yeah, this one is one of the songs I produced. And I really like the vibe, so that's why I want to play it.
I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race. I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race. I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race. I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race.
Oh, כותבת.
Again, here I'm going to ask you this a similar question to the one I've asked before. How was the reception to this project here in Lebanon and outside of Lebanon?
Same thing. It was really overwhelming. You know, when you're always working on a project, you're so sucked in that you don't really know what's going to happen next. But when we released this concert, it really had a nice vibe. We did a couple of concerts, and then we got nominated for the Best Armenian Rock Award in Los Angeles. It's the Armenian Music Award worldwide. And we actually won that, so it was really interesting and a surprising experience.
Did you and Eileen go to LA for the prize?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you surprised when your name came out on the PA?
I had a feeling that we'll win. I was like, the night before we were just hanging in the restaurant, and I was like, you know, I have a feeling that we'll win this one. Even though the other bands were really good, I don't believe in like winning an award, because every musical genre or someone has really something interesting to say. But it was a very difficult
competition.
Yeah, it was.
Let's jump forward to a few years.
Okay.
2011, yeah. And I'm holding this wonderful album by Lebanese folk rock singer Tania Saleh. It's not her first album, it's her second.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about your meeting with Tania Saleh and how you came to do this album together.
I met Tania Saleh in around the year 2000 when I just met Philip Tame, our producer on Blend, and she was at the time recording her first album, and I was in the studio trying to negotiate a deal with Philip for a Blend Act One album. And he was like, do you want to play the guitars on the first album? Yeah. So I started working with Tania since 2000 and something, one or two. She released that first album, which was, I think, self-titled.
Absolutely.
And then we continued working and writing together. We toured a bit with Tania. I went to the States with her twice, and also to Egypt twice.
She's a singer who really loves the stage and who is really comfortable on stage and whose songs function wonderfully on a stage.
Yeah, that's really true.
So you went
with her. And she's also an awesome lyricist. The texts that she writes are very inspiring and very interesting.
So there was a natural harmony between the two of you.
Yeah, we were more like friends, you know. We used to see each other every day and everything.
Okay, and you were still accompanied at that time by Haytham Anjad within Tania's band?
Yeah, true.
Okay. So what led to this album? Tell us a bit about the making of it.
Well, we started writing this album, I think, around 2006, 2007.
Okay.
And it took a bit of a while.
It took a long time to gestate.
Yeah,
and
that's really true, because, it's really difficult to do an album, let alone the fact that you have to do an album and you have a family and then you have a career. So we were trying to always find the common time for everyone to be in a room and write and record and then mix and produce. So it was kind of hectic, a long experience, but it was out finally.
Well, as we know, in Lebanon, it's not very easy to be a musician. So I'm guessing all of you were doing different things and were trying to do the album on your downtime, excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Wild random guess.
Yeah.
So are you proud of this album? Because Tania looks really proud on the cover of it.
I'm always self-critical. I'm always too aware of the material that I do. I'm never happy, even if it's out.
Okay.
If it's out, I'm always happy because it's out, because I can call it part of the past, you know.
And you can move on to
something else. Yeah, exactly. It was a nice album. I enjoyed the experience. I enjoyed writing with Tania and recording it and with the other guys too. So it was something that was done, and it was nice.
Why did you pick this song, Lazim?
Because it's the only song on the album that was written by the band together. I mean, usually it's either me and Tania, or someone. But this one is one of those songs that we wrote collectively in a jam room. So, you can feel the vibe. It's the vibe of a band who wrote the song.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah, thank you.
لازم نام لازم قوم لازم اكل لازم صوم لازم اطلع لازم روح لازم اتحب لازم نام لازم فضي لازم عبي لازم دايما اشكر ربي لازم روق لازم فوق لازم امشي لازم سوق لازم خاف لازم ابكي لازم قول لازم احكي لازم حب لازم غار لازم ما العب بالنار لازم اخد لازم اعطي لازم كشف لازم غطي لازم امزح لازم افلح لازم سكر لازم افتح لازم ارسم لازم الف لازم كنسل لازم سيب لازم اقرا لازم فوكس لازم سلم لازم بوس لازم عرب لازم رتب لازم نظف لازم اكتب لازم البس لازم اشلح لازم اجمع لازم اطرح لازم طفي لازم ولع لازم اقسى لازم دلع لازم اهرب لازم اكتب لازم اخسر لازم اغلب لازم طير لازم رفرف لازم افرح لازم كيف لازم اخوت لازم احلم وين بصير الله بيعرف لازم عيط لازم سير لازم بيض لازم اسلق لازم كذب لازم بعيد